Encounter with Jesus Motivational, Day 12. Mark chapter 14 tells us about the story where Jesus predicts Peter's denial. And I'll read from verse 27, and it says, "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "Truly, I tell you," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. Have you ever had moments in your life when you felt so close to Jesus that you thought, wow, can it get any better than this? You know, your mind is aligned with God's word and you feel ready to face any opposition that would seek to stop you from living an authentic life as a follower of Jesus. Well, it seems from the passage that Peter was feeling very similar to this. Verse 31 says, Peter emphatically insisted he would never disown Jesus. Uh-oh, we know the rest of the story. Peter then went on to deny him, not only once, but three times. How low Peter must have felt. The man who left his vocation to follow Jesus now denied him multiple times. Some would step up on their soapbox and call Peter a hypocrite. But that is not what Jesus did. John 21 verses 15 to 19 say, "When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' 'Yes, Lord,' he said, 'you know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my lambs.' Again, Jesus said, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' He answered, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Take care of my sheep.' The third time he said to him, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, 'Do you love me?' He said, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' Then he said to him, 'Follow me.'" In that moment, Jesus lovingly confronted Peter's past failure with the power of his love. Three times Peter denied Jesus, and three times Jesus met him at his point of weakness and got him to refocus on his purpose. Amazing! Peter had an encounter with Jesus. If you have had moments like Peter, where your thoughts and behavior do not line up with the word, and you feel as though you are less than authentic, allow me to encourage you today to not allow the enemy to tell you that you are a hypocrite. Jesus did not tell Peter he was a hypocrite. Instead, we must quickly go before the Lord and ask him to search our heart and bring to light the things that must be dealt with. Go before him earnestly, seeking his thoughts on your failure. Then, like Peter, receive what he says, believe what he says, then continue to follow him.